Shall we learn some new words?
Yes!
Words.
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 Listen to us talk about new words. These are words you haven't heard, but after this, you will. And then you'll know.
New words!
I love new words.
Yeah!
Friendly fade. Uh-huh. A friendly fade is a passive-aggressive method to break up with a friend without being hurtful.
Oh.
Like ghosting, but for a friend. So over time, you take longer and longer intervals to return phone calls mm-hmm. or texts, and you avoid making commitments. And eventually, since nothing is ever planned or communicated, you stop hanging out
uh-huh.
with said person.
Have you been friendly faded ever?
I'm just realizing now, yeah, the guy used to hit golf balls.
Oh,
with.
No!
Here in Salt Lake?
Here in Salt Lake.
Oh,
bummer!
Because, no. After the golf season ended, I was like, well, you know, we should go hang. And and he's like, great, cool. And so I was like, how about next Friday? And he's like, I'll get back to you. And then the week after, I kind of went, all right, well, how about, you know, like this weekend? And he was like, mm-hmm. So that's where we are right now.
Just hasn't happened?
I've been
awkward.
Faded.
I'm sorry,
Fook. Oh, Fook.
Don't feel bad.
Be all right.
He's just busy.
It's okay. It probably happens to all
He's
of us.
He's mad because I outdrove him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. A half-day Tony. A half-day Tony is a person who starts a new job and quits after only half a day. Like, goes to lunch, never to return. It's kind of like the work equivalent of telling your wife you're going out to get a pack of cigarettes and never coming back.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. I've seen quite a few of these in the restaurant industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I imagine you would.
Always awkward when they come back for their very tiny paycheck, like their $20 paycheck, and management's like, what are you doing here?
That's funny.
Oh, look, half-day Tony's back. We always knew he'd be a half-day Tony. We thought he was a good time Charlie. Mm-hmm. Or a nagging Nelly, but he's a half-day Tony.
Yeah, I usually hang out with him for like a week. You might see him at the bar like, oh, hey, it's half-day Tony.
There you
and
are.
You're like, where are you working now? Yeah. And can somebody help me pronounce this?
Opportunity. Opportunity.
Yes. The opportunity. When one who has to poop has an opportunity to relieve themselves after a waiting period of time.
Oh, we know this one very well.
Please use this in a sentence, Lindsay.
We have a 6-minute music sweep coming right up. I'm going to take this opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Baby beard. When a man attempts to grow a beard, but his facial hair is thin and inconsistent.
Oh,
as
yeah.
if it were a baby.
Spotty.
It's also a good term for a gay man who is dating a younger woman.
Oh. Oh, that's true. Good point.
Baby beard.
The baby beard. Mm-hmm.
Flirtationship. When you regularly flirt with an acquaintance or friend, but do no more. No mas.
Okay. All right. I probably got that going on.
With who?
Currently?
Probably.
Oh.
People say that I flirt a lot, but really I'm just being friendly. But
that makes sense.
I guess some people think nowadays that you can't be friendly. I don't know. I don't know what I am.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You're just a lover, not a fighter, I would say.
I'm flirtationship.
Too friendly.
Okay.
In a good way.
No.
That people don't understand.
Yeah.
Typovirus, which is when you get a virus by incorrectly typing a web URL into the browser or accidentally clicking on the wrong link in search results.
This hasn't happened to me, I don't think.
Yeah, me neither. This sounds like something that husbands have invented when they've been on a site that they know they shouldn't have been on.
Oh, uh-huh. Babe, I don't know why. Yeah, I got it.
It's just a typo virus. It's been happening like crazy, you know?
I accidentally typed in wiffle ball bat porn. Yeah. I don't know how it could have happened. You know, just a slip of the...
The lotion was right there because I have dry hands, okay?
I was typing in wiffle ball bat prom, you know, to plan for like Kalen's, uh-huh. but typo virus. Who knew?
Who knew?
And the smartphone shuffle. We see this all the time. The act of walking slowly or shuffling because you're too preoccupied with tasks being done on your smartphone.
Oh, yeah.
Than actually walking.
I think everybody's guilty of this too, pretty much.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people walking downtown doing this.
My problem is I take the corner too sharply shoulder bruise because I'm on my smartphone.
Yeah, your depth perception, you're not even really looking.
Or like, you know, that kind of doorway brush.
Oh, yeah.
Several times in a day.
I've had a bruise from that before myself too, yeah.
All right. New words.
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 Listen to us talk about new words. These are words you haven't heard, but after this, you will. And then you'll know.
New words!
Try and cram those into your speech today if you can.